From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for Zadikoe Pasale comes from Pellerin Life Insurance Company. Pellerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, some kind of something going on down there.
Right, vous êtes avec le programme des Zadikoe Pasale ce matin avec MCJB. Hey, Corey Ledet. Just to let you know, December the 30th, the 4th annual Raw Carriers celebration is going to occur, and that will be at Slim's Waikiki, and that will start at 2 p.m. on Monday. And Dickie Doo and the Zydeco crew, Dexter, Dwayne, Corey Ledet. Corey, you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be over there.
You're going to be over there. Corey and Lil Pook and Jeffrey Broussard, and they will have gumbo and jambalaya for you. So go out and enjoy yourself. Red bean and rice and fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Give me some fried chicken with some red bean and rice.
If I was a chicken, I sure would done. Well,
now how would you call that in French, fried chicken?
I don't know. I had to think about that.
Poulet
frit. La poule frit.
All right.
And poulet.
That's a biddy. And poule. And poulet. And poulet is a young chicken. And poule is a grown chicken.
Now, which one do you fry?
En poule.
En poulet or en poule?
En poule.
En poule.
Les poulets, that's the little bitties. They grow to be poule. They poule. Let's get the poule and the poulets together. Okay?
Now,
and the game.
I am the agriculture man.
You might be the agriculture man. Agriculture means ground.
Okay? Who stick to the ground?
What you mean, who stick to the ground?
Who,
animals.
Animals.
You don't know nothing about animals.
Yeah,
you know
animals
about the ground.
Stick to the ground.
You know about the ground and the trees and stuff like that. You don't know nothing about the pool and the poulet. For some reason, you had a horse. That's all you had was a horse.
A horse named Henry.
A horse named Henry. Poor Henry. Three-leg horse. No shoes. You had no shoes on your horse.
No shoes.
Didn't know what
no
that
question.
Was.
No. But anyway, pull it.
But anyway, this is going to happen. December the 30th, which is on Monday, and that's the 4th annual Raw Carrier. Is that that's a fundraiser? Or is it just a get-together?
Yeah.
Just a regular festival? Okay, yeah. Raw Carrier Festival, and that's the 4th year, so that's going to be really good.
Well, that one's on the 30th? When is it?
Yes.
Yeah, but Roy Carey on the other side, on the other side of the fold right there, is on the 27th and 28th.
This is Chubby.
Chubby. Well, yeah, but that's all.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. I stand corrected
okay,
on that.
Okay, Poulet and Poulet.
I stand corrected on that.
Okay. Chubby. This is Chubby.
That's Chubby.
Carey. Okay, and this is going to be 27, 28.
Okay.
This is Roy Carey, the late father. That would be on the 30th at Slim's Waikiki.
Gotcha.
And the cooking will be done by Elaine.
Elaine
Carey, who says she can cook.
Yep.
And she has proof that she's good at what she do.
Why?
She says, look at Chubby, because she feeds Chubby, her brother.
What about Dwight?
Dickie do too.
Dickie?
She feeds,
you can tell.
She feeds both of them.
Whoa.
So Elaine says she's the feeder. She was taught by her father how to cook. So we're going to give it to her. Of course, John, she says she's coming. And maybe she brings next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday.
So
okay.
If she brings some food, we can attest to it. If
that's
not,
right.
We have
chicken.
To use our imagination that she can cook.
Fried poulet.
Poulet frit. All right. Anyway, Corey, where you going to be?
Yeah, go ahead.
Corey got some stuff going on. And
I'd like to invite everybody out tomorrow at Scandals Club on Pinhook. It's going to be myself, Corey Ledet, and his Zydeco band, along with the Soul Creole band featuring Louis Michaud and myself. And also we'll have Cedra Ballou all the way from Lake Charles by way of Waco, Texas, going to be there tomorrow. And it's going to be three bands, and it's going to be a big Christmas party, so we'd like to invite everybody out.
Louis Michaud.
Yes, sir.
I met Louis Michaud for Mardi Gras for the first time in around Mamou area.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance to meet with him. Musician. Oh, yeah.
Cool dude.
Yeah, yeah, really. It really is. You know, we had a great time because usually on Mardi Gras, we have Mardi Gras in Metro Swallow on Mondays. Mm. So a lot of the guys come from Texas and stuff, and they get together with Corey, our longtime neighbor in Metro Swallow, and they all get together and they play music. They play music at the house. And, of course, you should come. Mardi Gras that Monday and be with those guys.
You have some food there?
We always have food. We don't play. Oh, Lord. Well, maybe not, Corey. It's going to be on a Tuesday. No, it's going to be that Monday. We always have it that Monday.
Oh, also special announcement from Lil Buck Senegal. He said the gumbo is canceled due to his stove broke.
His stove is broke.
So he's not going to fix it until after Mardi Gras.
After Mardi Gras, he's going to fix his stove.
Yeah.
Well, I see. I don't know about all of that, John.
He's got a butane stove outside.
Uh-huh.
And then he also has a barbecue pit outside. So he has no excuse.
Yeah, but John.
Not wanting to cook.
Did you look at how high the pit is? You know he can't reach the pit. Yeah, he could probably throw the meat on. You know how you play basketball? He could probably throw the meat on the pit. He won't be able to turn it.
Melvin. Are you trying to say he's short?
No, his pit is just taller than him. He's a tall guy, but the pit is taller than him. He's not a short guy at all, you know?
You know that.
He's friends with the two goats. What you call the old goats?
The two old goats.
Old goats, yeah. He's two old goat friend.
That works.
Huh?
That works.
Two old goats work.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. I told him to put him some on. It'd be three old goats together. I hear that stuff really works. I've never tried it.
Yeah, man, it works. It works. Like I said, I had a lightning strike on my instep and my foot.
Uh-huh. And the two old goats kicked it out.
Just definitely.
Two old goats.
You know, goats eat everything. You know,
that's true.
Anything. If you got briar bushes or anything, you want cans hanging on the line, goats will eat that.
Goat milk is good for many things. I was in Nacogdoches and they had a thing for goat's milk, and goat milk is such a cleanser and does so many good things. Not internal cleanser, but outside cleansers and stuff that people use them as soap and stuff.
Yeah, goat
with
milk,
goats.
Yeah.
You know, goat milk, you know, you used to give that to babies, you know, when baby was sick and stuff. Yeah. And John,
sure did.
Christmas has come. What kind of present y'all used to get, John, when y'all was young?
Well, let's play some music. We won't come back to that.
Okay, we'll play some music. Ladies, I tell you what.
Christmas was
big things.
Oh, yeah.
Presents wasn't nothing. Presents didn't count for Christmas. It had nothing to do
but don't forget with Christmas. But don't forget to go to Scandal tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 8 o'clock.
Hang out with Corey.
And Corey, I'll be there.
All right, a little bit of Kenrick, kind of to go back in time a little bit, and then we're going to move it back up. It's 11:08, MC, JB, and Corey in the house.
Dans les bas la prison. Rentré dans le tracas, à ce j'ai condamné pour la balance de ma vie dans les bas de la prison. ma peau est mouvante. Ah, Samy, tu sais, nous, c'est demain sur la tête, en pleurant pour moi. Qu'un petit garçon, on ne va jamais tes lois. Toi, t'as été condamné pour la balance de ta vie dans le bas de la prison. Essayer de sauver son âme de l'éclat de l'enfer.
All I want for Christmas is my sweet thing. All I want for Christmas is my sweet thing. I know I miss it. I want my sweet thing.
Lil Buck, what you want for Christmas?
I talked to Santa Claus, thought he could bring. He said he'd like to help me, but it's not his thing. I know I miss it. I want my sweet thing. He gave me a bell, said make it ring. If she don't come, shake your ding-a-ling. I know you miss it. Shake your ding-a-ling-a-ling. But all I want for Christmas is my sweet thing. All I want for Christmas is my sweet thing. I know I miss it. I want my sweet thing. My sweet thing. All I want for Christmas is my sweet thing. I know I miss it. I want my sweet thing. I talked to Santa Claus, thought he could bring. He said he'd like to help me, but it's not his thing. I know I miss it. I want my sweet thing. He gave me a bell, said make it ring. If she don't come, shake your ding-a-ling. I know you miss it. Shake your ding-a-ling-a-ling. But all I want for Christmas is my sweet thing. All I want for Christmas is my sweet thing. I know I miss it. I want my sweet thing. Woo!
Put it, Cat, Doc, Kevin, good morning to you guys, Chris and Ronnie, and of course, can't forget Woody, good morning you guys, neighbors, see y'all later, the Put it, Cat.
Yeah. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah.
Get it.
Jim.
What would I put that there for, Jack?
My booty booty.
Hey, booty booty.
Oh, booty booty.
Oh, that booty gang.
Come here, booty.
Come here, you booty gang.
All right, where you at?
Was I gonna hit you with that bag?
Oh, you mean old booty cat. Oh, no.
Come here, you booty gang.
You didn't need to scratch me like that.
Oh, booty gang.
You bad old booty
gang. Oh, you gonna get whipped with that bag.
Now I'm gonna have to treat you a little bit, yeah.
Oh, no.
With my baseball bat. Go ahead on, take off your hat. I'ma show you where it's at.
Nah, don't do that, boy.
Come here, kitty.
Yeah.
Be quiet there.
Yeah.
Take some of this, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you bad old putty cat. Oh, putty putty.
Putty cat.
Oh, putty cat.
Come here, you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
Come here, you putty cat.
Take some of this baseball bat. Mash up your hat a little bit, yeah. I'ma teach you some manners. Come up here scratching me up like that. And stay where you at. Take a taste of this baseball bat. I'm gonna mash you flat. Stay where you at, boy. Oh, putty putty.
That putty cat.
You putty putty.
Look how you putty cat.
You bad old putty cat.
Look how you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
That kitty.
I don't know, Booyah.
Why you walk like that?
I don't know, Booyah.
I ain't hit you but one time with that bat.
Don't hit me with that bat, Booyah.
Oh, look at his nose.
What about his nose?
It's nice and flat. It's not where it used to be. Now look where it's at. Oh, putty putty.
Putty cat.
You putty cat.
Come here, you putty cat.
You didn't need to scratch me.
Putty cat, come here, putty cat.
You scratch me like that.
Right, Bow Down Club. You thought I forgot about you, but I did not forget about you. This is our song. I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. And Merry Christmas to the Bow Down Club this morning.
Yeah, baby. Thank you. can walk out on me tonight. If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over.
All right, this going out to the Allison family this morning. Merry Christmas to you guys. I know you're having a great time. Holiday, people. You drink, don't drive. You drive, don't drink.
Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. I'll be the bill you forgot to pay. I'll be the dream that keeps you awake. I'll be the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell a boy. Tell everyone we're through, and you might even believe it too, sweet darling. There ain't no getting over me, sweet darling. There ain't no getting over me. Just can't put down. Don't you know you can walk out on me tonight? If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me. You can say that you need to be free. There ain't no place that I won't be, sweet darling. Over me, I'll be the bill you forgot to pay. I'll be the dream that keeps you awake. I'll be the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. You can tell everyone we're through, and you might even believe it too, sweet darling. There ain't no getting over me, sweet darling. There ain't no getting over me, sweet darling. There ain't no getting over me, sweet darling.
Season's greetings from all of us at KRVS. The holidays are a time of joy, sharing, and thanksgiving. And in the spirit of the season, we would like to thank you for your support during this past year. As you have been there for us, you can count on KRVS in 2014 to continue to air the news and information you rely on, the music that inspires you, and the breadth of programming that enriches you. As 2013 draws to a close and you make your tax-deductible donations, please consider KRVS in your giving. You can make your end-of-year tax-deductible gift to KRVS by contributing online at krvs.org. You'll enjoy your investment every time you listen to KRVS in the new year.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
We don't Can we talk about it, baby? So we can be together. Make something happen, honey. Be lovers forever and ever. Will you and I make it?
Big Buck, please don't leave me.
That's what we said.
Right, we let him play in the background. Okay, now what you used to get for Christmas?
Well, what we get is an apple.
What kind of apple?
A red apple.
Are most of them all red?
The red apple. Well, it's all green.
It took me a while to figure out what kind of apple we were getting. I figured it out.
Yeah, it's a red apple.
You know,
big apple.
You know? I was one of the big apples. We had the Macintosh.
Yeah.
And it just had a distinct different taste. And it had a bushel. They used to buy a bushel.
I
guess they used to make the little brown bags.
Make the little brown bags with orange, a banana.
Fruit. Fruits.
Now, they had progressed a little bit to where we would get a little cap pistol.
Yeah, we had that. They must have read the same book, you know.
A little cap pistol.
Because we had, like, oh, excited. Man, look at them cap pistol, man. You had you had Raw Rogers, and everybody would be Raw Rogers and all of that. Didn't have too many Dale Evans.
No.
Didn't have too many of them.
And look,
Raw Rogers, I mean, we had a cap gun, man. We'd buy a little box. Oh, man. Pow, pow, pow. Shoot.
It had one at a time. It started off, you had to put piece one at a time. Then you had it to where it would roll. You had to roll.
Oh, yeah. They had to roll. And you'd pop it, it would roll up.
Yeah, it'd roll up, pop it.
We would make sure we would pop everyone that was available to. I mean, even, you know, break at the end, just stick it in.
Yeah.
Then shoot the gun again. Pop. But it was fun things. Now they got real guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, so we all had about the same.
Yeah,
I think we had basically the same thing. Fruits and cap gun and firecrackers.
Firecrackers. Oh, we had firecrackers. Yeah. We'd have that for New Year's. That's when it had that.
Firecracker for New Year's with eggnog.
And then, of course, we would have, we always had a good meal.
Oh, yeah.
Always. And it would have that good rice dressing.
And a lot of family.
Oh.
A lot of family together, you know, because with us, we would eat, like, Christmas was done at my godmother's house. And then Easter was at my uncle's house.
You always had a tradition.
Tradition everywhere. You always had to say the same thing.
The same thing.
Uh-huh.
And then the afternoon after we would have dinner, and then we'd go visit with the family in the area.
Yeah. But that's how Christmas was in the days. Now, today, it's a little different. Families, we still keep some of the same things of going to visit with so-and-so because everybody got pretty much their own families now.
Yeah.
But still, the gathering is still happening. And anytime you have a chance to have family get-togethers, you really need to, because you never know what 2014 is going to bring. Are we all going to be here 2014 Christmas next year? We have no idea. So you need to share what you can while you can, while you see them. Give them the flowers while you can. So
smell it.
2014 coming right around the corner from us. But I want to wish everybody a surely Merry Christmas, especially to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley. Happy Merry Christmas to them, and also to all of my uncles and my nieces and my nephews, all my Bushnell nephews and nieces. Just certainly wanted to wish them a Merry Christmas. And, of course, my brothers and their families want to wish them a Merry Christmas. And hopefully all is well and have a great time. And we'll see everybody for Christmas somewhere on the byways, as Don Craig would say, the byways. No, and certainly want to wish them, Don and Charles, and their families. Certainly want to wish them a Merry Christmas. Floyd, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Irene, you and your family, to my cousin Cyrus up there. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Andrew, you and all of your families and all of my relatives. JT, Merry Christmas to all of you. Jane, and I know I'm forgetting some people, but please don't hold me to it. Charge it to the mind, but not to the heart.
Yep, that's the truth. And I want to say the same thing as happy Merry Christmas to all of my family. And, of course, my sisters from Baton Rouge are coming in, Tope and Dello. Mm-hmm. And that family are coming in. They're coming to spend Christmas with us. And, of course, my two sons, John and Jory, are going to be driving in and flying in to Lafayette to spend Christmas with me and their mother. So we're going to do that and spend a little quiet time. And, of course, we're going to have our brother Earl.
Earl, my boy. Yeah.
Earl the Pearl.
Earl the Pearl, get you some food and take some home.
Yeah, but everything is fine. You know, we want to also wish Merry Christmas to Jackie and Allison family in Basile.
Big Basile. Oh, that was Basile.
Yeah,
okay.
They're going to be celebrating a big family reunion in February.
Okay.
That's the Allison family. And so they wanted to hear something by, you play something by Gino. We're going to play something by Leo maybe later on.
Uh-huh.
Before we leave. Wallace Alfred, who's on the highway right now.
Oh, that's easy. I hope he's not speeding.
Yeah, no.
How fast you going there?
He said he slows down quite a bit because he said it starts to rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you go too fast. Oh, Frank Butler.
Frank Butler
said, and then the Archangel Riders as well. They want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Good.
And two, while we're talking about that, some things that happening in January. Northside High School, they will have what is called your Baseball Academy Spring Training, January the 11th, 18th, 25th, and February the 1st, 8th, and 15th. It's all going to take place at Northside High School.
Right.
So we're going to tell you more about it as we get closer to it, but this is for first graders. Now, grade sessions from 1st through 12th grade, and it's only high school or middle school, elementary school students. And they'll be teaching you a whole lot of things. And we'll get into the particulars after that. And it'll be a fundraiser for a mattress sale, which is going to be coming up sometime next year. And that's going to be sponsored by the Acadiana High School Band. So stay tuned, and we'll give you more. And that's all going to take place in February. So we got a good little ways to go before we get to it.
And we certainly want to wish UL good luck today.
Yeah.
The big game going on in New Orleans at 8 o'clock tonight. You can watch it on TV, I'm sure. And hopefully it's...
He's not wearing his
gray. What happened?
But you know what it
we
is.
We forgot the... We didn't put him on the email, John.
He's across the river.
Yeah, he's on the other side.
Yeah,
but that's okay. But anyway, want to wish them well for the game tonight against... They're playing Tulane tonight, and we certainly want to wish UL well tonight.
Tulane Green Wave.
The Green Wave.
They don't have no green right now. The grass is...
The grass is dead, I believe, right now.
The only thing is green right now, the pine trees. You have to go
they got plenty of that. So if you're headed to New Orleans, please be careful. The one thing we would love to see during the holiday season is that nobody get a ticket and nobody get stopped for DWI. There are no fights. There are no problems so that the police departments... With an S, the police departments don't have anything to do this holiday season but just ride around and stop and see their friends. That would be a beautiful thing for the police department.
That'd be a beautiful.
You know, that they're not taking anyone into custody. Everybody is home having a great time without any problem. And just remember one thing. During the holiday season, and every day can be a holiday, if you're mad, stay home.
Just lock yourself in
the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
Get your newspaper. If you're mad, don't spar anybody else's day. And remember, if somebody steps on your foot,
you just say, "I'm sorry I had my foot under yours," and you'll always be happy.
Give me goosebumps here, brother. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Where's everybody?
Something, mister. I'm never coming home.
Yeah.
working with.
Sent that out to all the cotton picking, cotton pickers picking cotton out there.
from 6 to 10, 25 to 60, it was the end. Called my friend on the telephone. I said, I came in my eyes, what's going on? They told me I'm in Louisiana. You got a gold man, and here's how to go back. I wanna know how does it go? Everybody dancing down on the floor. All those guys grabbing down my girl, spinning them all around in a Zydeco world. Little kids dancing in the street, jumping and jumping out of their seat.
I need to send something out this morning to Curly Fontenot and Julius Cesar this morning. Andrew Beaumartin at Andrew's Place in Metro Swallow this morning. So we just want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and hopefully everything going well for you guys. So we're going to play you a little something called Bring Back the Zydeco. Oh, but you got to have your condition together here. We'll be right back. Well, as we come to the end of our program, but you don't have to go anywhere. We got Herman Fuselier right behind us again with a lot of the good stuff. Herman gonna have more Christmas stuff than we got, so
that's right.
So don't go nowhere, because I'm not, because I'm gonna turn mine on and listen to Herman when I get out of here. But anyway, want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, because we would not be back until after Christmas, which would be the Saturday. But anyway, want to wish everybody, thank everybody for being with us this Saturday, and we'll be back again next Saturday. Merry Christmas, yep. And just please, 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 if you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. Please be safe and have patience. Stay home with your mad self.
The traffic going to ruin your patience.
Sir. Oh, yeah.
No question about it.
Just be prepared.
If you don't want to get into the traffic,
don't go.
Please don't.
Don't go.
If you don't have the patience, stay away. Stay out the street.